criteria. You're like, no.
Okay, this is Covenant Condition Restrictions Committee meeting Monday, March 2nd. Agenda reads 2025, but we all know it's 2026. It is 5:30 p.m. And would you do us the favor and do a roll call, please, Jim?
Sure will. Chair Bob Dunn.
Present.
Director Gilchrist.
Here.
Committee member Bill Calvert.
Here.
Terry Eastwood has removed from the committee, and our alternate, Sid Bazant, is not available. Tim Israel is absent.
Okay.
So do we have a quorum or no?
Yes, sir.
We have a quorum. Excellent. Thank you, Jim. Now, public testimony will be received on each agenda item as it's called. The principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules by a majority vote. Looks like we don't quite have an audience here.
Only if Sean.
Well, and Matt's down in an open forum.
Okay. Adoption of the agenda. Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda as presented?
I will motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
With the minor correction of 2026.
Yes.
Any questions, comments, discussions? Then let's move to take a vote on adoption of the agenda as presented with that correction.
Did she second?
Is there a second?
I second?
Yeah.
Right?
You?
Yes. No, she second. I motioned, she seconded.
Okay,
second.
you moved, and she seconded. Okay, now we'll take a vote. All right, those in favor in adopting the agenda as presented with the correction, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. The agenda is adopted. Approval of minutes. Have you had a chance to review the minutes from last meeting? Do we have a
motion that we accept the minutes as presented?
Okay. You have a motion? Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay. You have a motion and a second. Any questions, comments? Right. Then we will now move to take a vote on this motion. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. The motion is approved. Open forum. Members of the public may speak on any item not on the agenda that falls within the responsibilities of the committee. Now, I'm going to move on to the other matter, departmental matter.
Do you have any comment?
No.
Okay. All right.
I keep forgetting that he's actually not...
He's a resident.
Okay, so you're a public, fully participating in this meeting, so welcome. That's right. Wonderful. Department matters. Jim?
Okay, thank you, Bob. Department matters. Our first item is CC&R case detail report. That is, there's the spreadsheet there that I'm sure you guys... I don't know if you may or may not have taken a look at that when it was sent out to you last week. In that, we're still continuing to work complaints and ongoing cases to Kevin Park. And right now we have 8 properties on continue to monitor. These are often either reoccurring offenders to the same violation. There's also quite a few of the chicken reports in there. Courtesy notices, we have 5 out. Initial notices, 6 out. Final notices, 4 out. Pre-legal, we still have the 3 out. And then we have 2 cases that have been referred to legal. We'll talk a little bit more about those. January and February, we have... had 12 closed cases, and January and February we had 7 new cases. So our caseload has been dropping, which is very common throughout the winter months. People do put away their items, their storable items. They, don't have a lot of projects going on. Our usual complaints that we have in the winters is oftentimes drainage, which, as we all know, is part of living in our community, something we do have to deal with individually. In architectural review, is it, well, first, is there any comments regarding the CCNR? I have more on that coming up. Architectural review committee totals for January and February, there were 32 cases reviewed, 32 cases were approved. One of those were the ones that came over that was not approved, and then shifted over. You saw that in the last report where I think we had 33 cases and 32 were approved. In the breakdown of January and February, we had 14 roofs, one new home construction, two fence projects, one patio cover, one swimming pool, which was a revision. There was two decks, five exterior renovations with room additions, one window project, one additional dwelling unit, which actually is a part of the one new home construction, one exterior paint, and three siding projects. So we do have about 3 or 4 different housing projects underway right now. Two of them are within 2 doors of each other up there.
Yeah, I was going to ask, where's the new home?
At the corner of Eldorado Royale and Fairway is one that's nearing completion. It's going to stucco now. And then the one I just did the foundation inspection a couple weeks ago, or placement plot inspection, is having a lot cleared right now.
And that's
that
Fairway as well?
It's before you get to Linwood, which is the next street. Okay. So it's literally 2 houses right in between these 2 construction lines.
Clearly in the district.
Same guy that's building the second home on Fairway has got the house project on Cambridge. Cambridge. Each one of those homes that he builds, he usually has an ADU put on. So, and ironically, that lot went in a week, the one on Fairway. It went up for sale and was sold within 10 days. If I'm not mistaken, there was 11 oaks and 3 digger pines that had to come down and come pick it up.
Wow.
It was a very thick lot. So, and it has watershed coming through. So it's definitely a project for us now. But everybody's welcome to the neighborhood. I've heard good things from all the neighbors around there. In CCNR, enforcement complaints continue to drop as education continues from neighborhood to neighborhood. These are the neighborhood campaigns, and our last one we completed in February. I did camera parking as well. These neighborhood campaigns will continue through 2026. And then on the ARC side, applications for new projects have been reduced in the last 2 months. The heavier winter months often see less applications submitted during the rain season. They will pick up now. The sun just came out, and we had a bunch of sun rain yesterday. Our case detail report. And then kind of doing a little bit deeper dive on the CCNR side. So going down to item number 2, staff updates. Is there any questions, additional questions on item number 1? This is a little deeper dive we're going to next. So for these last 2 months, we're providing the updates. We have 2605 Norwood Drive. I've been working on this project. It did get to pre-legal. It's right on the corner in Nolwood, coming back around here to the CSD. These people have also got a residency address down in the back of the building. And all of our notices were going there, because when we started the case, that's where this address had the ownership names for where they were residing. their names on both. With two different mailing addresses. So we're trying to figure out, my next step is to just, I got to start over with courtesy notice.
So this is the one that we talked about last time, and you thought it was a rental? And you were saying that you didn't think you could send to the address to the tenant?
Yes. I mean, I'm not getting any results, but I have done enough research to find out now it has changed where the names are on both with two different addresses, not just the one address in the backup. So I'm going to cross my fingers, we'll send the courtesy notice, and if it gets kicked back at me, then I got to try something else. We're searching for the address.
What did the tax record have as an address? The Vacaville? So you sent it to the right location then?
At the time that we opened the case, yeah. Okay. It could have been. Okay. They were in transition. And that's just where we get. That's what I'm guessing at right now. So we're going to start back up. 3380 El Dorado Royale. The trailer is still in the driveway. This is the one that we discussed.
It's the one on the corner of Canterbury Drive.
So, received case from violation. Trailers returned to frontage were not removed after request from staff. So the case turned over to legal. Legal notice on 10/16. Legal notice was sent to 10/24. And then we requested another one in November. Our legal counsel did not release that letter. Don't know why. But in discussion with our GM, I know the thought is going to one legal counsel for the whole district, including CC members. So that's being evaluated right now. But that's one of the things that I was saying, that a lot of my legal cases are kind of hold right now because I don't necessarily have the marching orders to go to the legal counsel and to. So once we get that figured out, we'll get back on these cases.
Are you still using that chronic firm?
This last report was the last time I used chronic.
Okay.
So as you can see, it was pretty much November, it was put on. And it's being analyzed. So once I get those marching orders to pick that torch back up and go to work.
Well, our new legal counsel does have CCNR.
Correct.
Division.
I just need those marching orders, and when that happens, my next step would be to make sure they get all of our policies. Now, where they can, and also see where they can find our CCNRs, any information they need in order to work our department, I'll put that stuff together. But my marching orders, when it comes to legal, do come from the top at GM, so I know he's working. And the same thing goes for 2773. This is case. 2773 Norwood Drive, this is the one with the boat. The gentleman came in, discussed it with us. I did do my inspection over the weekend, and another inspection today. The boat is still there.
The minutes from last meeting said we gave the resident until March 31st.
Correct.
31st.
Did?
Yeah.
Okay.
The minutes.
I'll go back and double check that.
The minutes we just approved tonight say March 31st.
I appreciate that because I was getting a little edgy. So
he has
29 days. 29 days ago. Okay, so that makes me feel much better. Well, thank you for catching.
Uh-huh.
And I'm double checking this
right here. Double check my notes in my book.
No, it is March 31st.
Okay.
Yeah. If not abated by 4/1/26, move to legal action.
I'll tell you what, I will go back to the report and just double check that, just in case it was stated something different and I wrote down the wrong thing, but I do have the recording from that meeting, and I can go back and double check that. So that's where we're at that one, and of course I'll be working with the GM in regards to that case once I verify everything. Because that is one where we did, you committee did speak directly with the resident, and agreement was made.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so item number 2 in our staff report. Neighborhood campaign. So we completed the neighborhood campaign for Cameron Park number 12. The neighborhood consists of 305 homes. There were 17 homes that had correctable violations. 16 homes have trailers to restore property, and one had storable items in the frontage to be managed. So many of these cases that I was looking at, they all, almost all of them, had a spot to put their, to store their trailers or materials. Some of them were visible because the fence or gate had been damaged, fallen down, or something. So these, again, when it comes to neighborhood campaigns, they're reminders of the CCNRs, and also information on where to find them, the CCNRs. So with these 17 that were sent out, the good side is they have the place when it, the reminder should be there. I did get a lot of people contact me from them. I am finding that neighborhood campaign letters, I'll get more responses from them than I will from violation notices. I think because it's less threatening, they feel a little bit more comfortable to contact me. So I've been leaning in this last year more on neighborhood campaigns, and even in a case where I've been through that neighborhood and issued neighborhood campaign notices, gone through that neighborhood again and found maybe 3 more houses that weren't on that initial list, I will reissue that letter to them as well. I'm finding that the education seems to be helping more than it. So we're trying to go in that direction more than just the mission, just the courtesy notice right off the bat for violation. Any questions about neighborhood campaigns and I also want to kind of touch base on a couple of things that were questioned in the last meeting or before. One, Candace, you had mentioned the house on Country Club that's built up with that giant trailer and whatnot. I was able to get in contact with that property owner. They issued an application for a new roof, so it gave me the phone number and everything to contact them, so, and their email address. So I was able to get in touch with him last week. He does realize he's under violation. He does, he stated that he does need to move the fence out. I know it's a big trailer. The fence isn't going to hide it entirely, but our CCNR...
It looks like they've made a home for it.
Is that the one by the fire department?
Yeah.
Utility trailer and the big...
The utility trailer's out in front of the garage, kind of kitty-wampus in the driveway.
It looks like a commune situation.
I did address to them, it's not just the trailers, you've also got trash building up, you got toys laying around, boats, the kayaks laying around. He does realize he's in violation. I sent him the fence guidelines, I sent him an application, site plan examples, stuff like that. Offered my help, offered site assistance, and I didn't get a reply after.
So how does this differ? It looks like they've set that up as a permanent living residence for whomever else they have living there, not like a movable trailer.
I don't see, and I hear what you're saying. Just because the trailer's plugged in doesn't mean someone's living in it.
Oh, no, but they've graveled it and they've done landscaping.
That's because of, you know.
So there's like an RV there have people living in?
Oh. We don't know if they're living in there, don't ever make those assumptions. Just and it's also not our jurisdiction to go knocking on trailers. That does fall under the county. So, again...
But is that something that has to be approved by the Architectural Review Committee if they're, like, making a new pad and all that?
Yeah. Oh. So that's why I sent him the fence guidelines and then our ARC application. I did let him know that he has to come through us for that project. And that because of the size of that trailer and the potential both of them staying there, we got to try and get that fence out to that 30-foot so he can store everything in there per the CCNRs. So as far as if there, one of those residents would have to complain if there's somebody living in there. I am seeing evidence of moving into the house, boxes and stuff like that, new stuff, but I'm not seeing any traffic going in and out of it. I'm not seeing
Really? I've seen lights on it in it at nighttime.
Have you?
It gives me the impression that someone's living in it, yeah.
Okay. That is a little different.
Yeah.
Next time I go home, maybe I'll take a different route and see if I see lights on it. But code enforcement from El Dorado County has handled these issues for us in the past. They will go out there sometimes with sheriff support, and then we'll go and talk to the resident and let them know it's illegal. In most cases, it is illegal to live in a trailer. I think the county used to issue a temporary use permit for being in trailers, but I think it has certain circumstances.
Like if you're remodeling your house.
Exactly. The other one I wanted to let you know is that big, ugly motorhome that sits on Cambridge. It doesn't have motorhomes in our CC does.
On Cambridge?
The one that's been there for a decade.
Oh, that's up on Jack's?
Yeah.
It's pretty.
They have all their garbage cans that sit in front of it. But
Cambridge is a mess. I've seen, like, tons of trailers.
There's a lot of contractor work going on.
Tent trailers. And
the tent trailer up there, they just got a notice towards the end of Cambridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it is that time of year that Cameron Park number 12 took care of that whole back section of Cambridge.
Oh, okay. That's what 12
is. They all got notices back on that.
Oh, side. They did. Okay.
So this is from just past the park there.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the name of that park is.
Gateway?
Gateway Park, yeah. Gateway Park up on the left-hand side, that's all Cameron Park.
Okay. Yeah.
New trailer came into a spot where I had a previous one. He got his neighborhood request, and he called me. We got next guy that had a boat trailer up in his yard, he called me. So
okay.
They're responding.
Okay.
Okay, and then our other one that I wanted to bring up is Silver Springs Phase 3 is moving, and it's moving in a fast pace. This is up off Silver Springs Road, and this is going to be south of Green Valley Road behind the original Silver Springs. Right now, it is now being developed by Lennar. 47 homes are proposed in there. This phase, I believe, has 181 lots. From my discussion with the developer, there are 47 homes going in right now with 181 lots available. She did not know yet if they're going to be procuring more lots. I think it's kind of, they're going in phases. This one, for the 47 homes, are going in block of 9 phases throughout the project. When I wrote this, the first one was there are 5 different models. Now, in the update that I got this morning from Lennar, it's actually 3 different models with 3 different variations of each one of those. These are, I believe it's called IDH homes. Are you familiar with that term?
No.
It's kind of like a house hardening.
Yeah, it's fire resistant. It's the same that they did over at KB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all using that terminology, fire resistant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or home insurance. Hardening is another term I've learned about.
Probably so they can get insured.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the fire meeting next Monday and you'll learn all about it.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, these homes are all being built with either a fiber board type material on the siding or hardy board or stucco. They're also all having tile roofs or fire clay simulated roofs. And they present all those colors and all those schemes. It's a range from modern to Spanish style. So, between those 3 models and the variations thereof, it will look like 3 times 3. And you're going to have a lot of different variations.
And these homes are not annexed into our
I think district. That's one of the things our GM was looking into about that project.
ASAP.
So,
they're in our sphere, but not in our district.
They're in our district.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. We're getting, when the county's pulling authorizing the permits, we'll be getting that impact fee.
I thought we needed Danix. I mean,
no, that's the other area that's on the upper side.
Okay.
So all of the Silver Springs development is in the district. The way the lines are drawn, it's confusing.
Yes, because our sphere of influence is right over there, as well as our fire lines come through there, too. So three different maps show three different things.
Good, I'm glad they're annexed.
Okay.
KB is the one that's not annexed.
Yeah, so we're still gathering information from Lennar to make sure we understand what's going where and just how. And I know that Mark has been working with them on their LLADs. They have, that came from True Life because they were the land development site. So they did all the lot improvements they're putting in the infrastructure. Lennar is the developer. So True Life has been great to work with whenever they've been on a project. They were also on the original, the last fast use. Good group to work with. So hopefully we'll get this, help them get this rolling here pretty quick. And have all of our ducks lined up as a joke. Any questions there?
No.
Okay, that concludes my report.
That's items for future CC&R committee agendas. Anything? Nothing. Okay. Items to take to the board of directors.
We don't have any appeals.
Right.
And until we know what we're going to do with the Eldorado Rodel and 2773 Norwood, we don't have anything there.
And that's at an impasse because of the legal representation interruption. Okay. Matters to and from committee members and staff.
How does everybody's attendance look for our next meeting?
A couple of months from now, right?
Right, yeah.
March.
May 4th.
May 4th. I might be not here. I might be out of state, yeah. I might be in Arizona. But I'll let you know.
I leave for Hawaii the next day.
May 5th?
Yes.
Yeah. She's available.
We got one, yeah.
Candace, the sooner you can let me know.
I will, for sure.
You know, because sometimes it's tough to get an alternate.
Definitely.
And I can probably let Tim know, too.
Okay.
This is the second meeting. I don't think he was here last meeting either.
No.
Yeah. So.
Tim was not here.
He was here. Because he had a very terse discussion with the resident.
Oh, yeah.
He was here.
I remember.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Terry was here.
Yeah,
Terry. Yeah. Terry was.
I'm sorry. I see T.
And Terry will not be here next meeting.
Terry,
okay.
Terry won't.
He will not be. And I'll talk
no
to
longer.
Our clerk about removing the name.
Yeah.
Common sense says yes, but I just need to let her know.
All right. Anything else? Well, in that case, this meeting is adjourned.
At
6. 5:59.
Wow.
Yes.
Very speedy. Been taking notes.
I know.